Fashion Notes: Melania Trump is whimsical in feather-embroidered gown for dinner in Tokyo. By John Binder on May 27, 2019. First Lady Melania Trump arrived for an evening in Tokyo, Japan, alongside President Trump in a luxuriously whimsical feather-embroidered gown. Mrs. Trump swept through the wind on Memorial Day evening to the Imperial Palace in Tokyo, greeted by Japan's Emperor Naruhito and Empress Masako, in a pale pink J. Mendel silk chiffon gown and loosely curled hair with a side part. The J. Mendel gown, loyal Fashion Notes readers will recall that Mrs. Trump wore a J. Mendel chiffon gown last year in England, is designed and crafted in America and features a caftan-style cape, a slit up the side, and impeccably embroidered feathers trickling down the garment. The gown previously retailed for about $4,490. To tie in the gown's silver bejeweled neckline, Mrs. Trump wore the dress with a pair of silver iridescent Christian Louboutin stiletto that features a pointed toe and ultra-thin heel. The pumps retail for $745. For the daytime, Mrs. Trump spent most of her time with Mrs. Aki Abe, the wife of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. While gazing at the koi fish pond inside the state guesthouse, Mrs. Trump donned a floral-embroidered midi dress by Carolina Herrera, another icon of America's fashion industry. The white A-line dress features Japanese-esque flowers that flow down the bust and fitted bodice, similar to that of her J. Mendel gown. The Carolina Herrera dress retails for $2,574. To bring the ultimate Japanese pop of color to the dress, Mrs. Trump chose a pair of rich red suede stilettos by Manolo Blahnik, which retail for about $625. Mrs. Trump strutted out of the White House on her way to Japan days ago, wearing a Calvin Klein silk shirt dress with Americana-esque postcards scattered throughout. Never a better moment to wear postcards than when traveling. Mrs. Trump paired the dress with Christian Louboutin navy leather pumps. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.